Our next company to present is Eagle Rock Energy from Houston, Texas. We have Joe Mills, Chairman and CEO, as well as Alfredo Garcia, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development and Interim CFO.
Thank you, Chris. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Mills. I'm the Chairman and CEO of Eagle Rock Energy Partners, located in Houston. Well, I appreciate you all staying to the end of the day on the third day of the conference to listen to our story. And I want to thank IPAA for allowing us the opportunity to come here. Eagle Rock Energy Partners is a publicly traded master limited partnership located in Houston, Texas. We trade under the symbol of EROC, E-R-O-C, under the NASDAQ. I do have Alfredo Garcia, who is our Senior Vice President of Corporate Development, as well as our Interim Chief Financial Officer with me here today. Our requisite forward-looking statements, which I know you've seen many of these today. All right, let me start off by telling you a little bit about Eagle Rock and our business strategy. We are a master limited partnership. We have a market cap of just over $1 billion. As I mentioned earlier, we trade on the NASDAQ under the symbol of EROC. We went public as a publicly traded master limited partnership in October of 2006. We've evolved. When we went public, we started out as a midstream company, and today we are an integrated master limited partnership with three lines of businesses. We have our midstream business, which accounts for about 47% of our earning streams today. We have an upstream business, an E&P business, which accounts for about 45% of our revenues today. And then we have a very healthy mineral business, which accounts for about 7 to 8% of our revenue stream. Each of these three lines of businesses are key components in our business strategy, and we look to diversify our asset base and grow in all three of these lines of businesses. Our midstream business is a traditional one in that it's gathering, compressing, treating, transporting natural gas, and stripping NGLs, which we resell into the marketplace. Our upstream business is an E&P business, but we don't use the word E. We're not an exploration company. We strictly are a development and production company, and I'll highlight those for you here in a second. But we do acquire, develop, and drill, as well as produce oil and natural gas. And our mineral business is very focused on the E&P sector. We have a very substantial mineral base, about 6 million gross acres, 430,000 net mineral acres spread over 10 states. And again, I'll highlight that for you here more in a few minutes. Our objective as a master limited partnership is to generate stable and growing cash distributions to our unit holders. We do this by really focusing on two things. One, achieving operational excellence in our three lines of businesses. And then two, executing accretive, low-risk acquisitions in the midstream, upstream, as well as mineral areas. Distinguishing characteristics, of course, as a MLP is, one, our lower cost of capital due to our efficient tax structure where we don't pay double taxation. We don't pay any federal income tax at the corporate level. We also, though, because of our diversification of our three lines of businesses, we have a much broader spectrum of acquisition opportunities, and I'll talk quite a bit about that here in a minute. You'll see our growth has been very diversified over the past 2 years in the midstream, upstream, and mineral businesses. Plus, we see quite a bit of vertical integration synergies because we are a midstream as well as an E&P operator. Last but not least, though, is our relationship to our sponsor, which is Natural Gas Partners, based out of Dallas, Texas. Natural Gas Partners is a private equity shop that has close to $7 to $8 billion worth of funds. They are a 42% owner of Eagle Rock. They hold both about 20 million subordinated units as well as common units. And, of course, we have a strong relationship with them as they look to do drop-downs into Eagle Rock going forward. And I'm going to talk about one that we announced just last week. As you look a little bit more at our midstream business, again, it is a traditional. We do focus on gathering as well as processing. Processing, of course, with frac spreads where they are today, we've enjoyed a tremendous increase in our revenue base. Last year, we did focus on acquiring midstream assets that were more stable, i.e., more fee-based type assets. We made an acquisition of a company called Laser Midstream, which put us squarely into South Texas as well as East Texas, North Louisiana, and I'll highlight that more here in a minute. Our upstream business is very low-risk development and recompletion type opportunities. We do focus strictly on the onshore, lower 48, so we're not offshore. And quite frankly, we're very focused in three areas: East Texas, the Permian Basin now with our recently announced acquisition of Stanlin Oil and Gas, and then Southern Alabama, where we are a large operator in a field called the Big Escambia Creek, which is a smackover production. We do look to balance our upstream business. Our total proved reserves are almost 50-50. We have a very balanced mix of oil, NGLs, and gas. And we do look to operate only mature assets. Again, we do not do any exploration. That does not fit in our corporate profile. Our mineral business, we tend to focus on minerals. We do own a lot of royalties. We have close to 6 million gross acres, about 430,000 net mineral acres spread over 10 states. We also have royalty interest in close to 2,500 wells. And I'm going to show you a map here in a minute where you'll see where a lot of that's located. We also are very focused on maintaining a disciplined financial policy. Clearly, we hedge a significant portion of our production in order to mitigate price risk, but also we are very focused on a prudent capital structure. We upsized our senior facility here last December, which gave us close to an $800 million senior facility. We've drawn about $560 million. We're going to finance our recently announced acquisition using debt, but still gives us probably close to $150, $160 million of capacity under our revolver to continue to look for accretive acquisitions as well as organic growth in our midstream and E&P business. This gives you a little pictorial of our value chain of where we really focus. Clearly, as a mineral owner, we own the minerals. So we own them in perpetuity. We are a fee mineral owner. We are able to collateralize it. But what's important about it is that's a business that we don't incur any maintenance capex or cost or risk to drill across those minerals. We tend to lease the land to E&P operators. They take the geological risk as well as the mechanical and drilling risk. They send us basically a royalty check. The only thing we incur is severance tax in that business. The second business, of course, is our upstream business. There we are an operator. And as I mentioned earlier, we only focus on mature, long-life type fields that have infill development potential as well as low-risk recompletions. And I'm going to touch on that. We've got close to 26 million barrels equivalent of total proved reserves, of which after pro forma with Stanlin, about 85% of that is proved developed producing, and the rest of it is behind pipe or infill development. Last but not least is our midstream business. It is a major engine in our company and will continue to be so going forward. There we have about 16 processing plants spread between the Texas Panhandle, East Texas, Louisiana, and South Texas, where we gather close to 466 million cubic feet a day of throughput through our processing plants. This gives you a quick pictorial of our acquisition track record. The company was formed as a private entity in 2003. We made a couple acquisitions in late 2003, early 2004. Really, the transforming event for Eagle Rock was the acquisition of the One Oak assets in the Texas Panhandle, close to a $500 million transaction that was closed in December of 2005. We followed up very, very quickly after that with an acquisition of our Brooklyn, our Southeast Texas midstream assets, that we acquired from Duke and Swift in April of 2006, and then we went public in October of 2006. Last year was a very busy year for us on the acquisition front. We closed on six acquisitions. We bought a midstream company called Laser Midstream that put us in East Texas, North Louisiana as a gatherer. It also put us in our new South Texas segment where we gather about 100 million a day of Frio and Vicksburg production in South Texas, primarily Hidalgo and Duval counties. We then followed on with the Montiera and McClendon acquisitions, which brought us our mineral business. That's where I joined the company. I had formed Montiera, and then I joined Eagle Rock after the sale. And then we led into our upstream business. We closed two very significant transactions on July 31st of last year. We acquired the Escambia assets from a private partnership. Excellent assets located in southern Alabama. It is a cornerstone of our upstream business in that it accounts for about two-thirds of our revenues, but what really makes that unique is it's an integrated asset, i.e. we have not only E&P assets, we have a very substantial gathering and processing facility there at Escambia, in Escambia County, Alabama. We also concurrently closed the Redmond acquisitions, which put us into East Texas, as well as South Texas in the Smackover and Edwards plays of those two areas. We have just announced last week an $80 million acquisition of Stanlin Oil and Gas Corporation. It is a Midland-based, Permian Basin-focused company. It is a natural gas portfolio company. It is a drop-down. We're excited about it. It brings some excellent organic growth opportunities to our company. It's about 6.7 million barrels of total proved reserves, of which almost half of it, 3 million barrels, is either behind pipe or at low-risk infill development. And I'm going to highlight that for you quite a bit here in a minute. This is now our footprint in the United States. The green represents our fee mineral holdings. You can see we have large concentrations of assets in the Upper Gulf Coast, going from Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, up into Arkansas. That's about 3.3 million barrels equivalent of total proved reserves associated with our mineral business. Our midstream business, we're again focused in the Panhandle, East Texas, and South Texas. 16 plants, about 4,800 miles of natural gas pipelines. We have one 19-mile NGL pipeline in Southeast Texas, and we're producing this morning about 466 million cubic feet a day of throughput. Our upstream business, and this is pro forma with the Stanlin acquisition, 157 BCFE, of which I said earlier about 85% of that is proved developed producing. Our average daily production, again, pro forma for Stanlin, will be 3,600 barrels of oil per day, about 12.6 million cubic feet of natural gas, and another 1,500 barrels of NGLs per day. Quickly highlighting 2007, 2007 was a transformational year for Eagle Rock. We embarked on our integrated strategy in really May of last year. As I mentioned earlier, we did a number of acquisitions fairly quickly from May through August, and then really spent the last half of 2007 integrating those assets before embarking on our acquisitions of Stanlin this year. Revenues was up 63% from 2006 to 2007. You can see our operating income was up 77%. Adjusted EBITDA, we're real proud of this, up 65% to $133 million for 2007. Our distributable cash flow was up 100%, $38 million. We grew that to $76 million in 2007. And we increased our distribution rate by 8% from $1.45 to $1.57. We have announced that we will be increasing our distribution. We'll be recommending to our board to increase our distribution once we close on the Stanlin acquisition in the second quarter. We haven't said by how much. We're still studying what the increase will be, but we would like to expand our coverage ratio as a part of this acquisition. Our debt to cap, we did reduce that from 58% in 2006 down to 44% in 2007. This gives you a graphical view of our quarter-by-quarter increase in our adjusted EBITDA. Again, you can see this shows you from fourth quarter of 2006 when the company went public. We had a difficult winter last year in the first quarter where our adjusted EBITDA fell to about $14 million. In the second quarter, we grew it to 22, had a record third and fourth quarters. We reported earnings of $52 million of adjusted EBITDA in the fourth quarter of last year. Now I'm going to quickly highlight, and I'm going to move a little quicker now, some of the operational. Our midstream business has had a very positive increases. You can see quarter over quarter, our gathering volumes have grown from 230 million a day up to today at 466. This only shows you through the fourth quarter. But also our NGLs, our equity gallons and NGLs and condensates, we've grown that from 23 million gallons in the first quarter up to 30 million gallons in the fourth quarter. You can see revenues were $844 million with operating income of $57. This is our midstream plant utilization, showing both capacity as well as our utilization. We run about 67 to 70% utilization in our plants. We have announced the consolidation of one of our plants in the Western Panhandle, which will help us increase capacity, and we will take that plant and move it over to our East Panhandle system where we've got capacity needs as the Granite Wash Play continues to evolve. Now moving to our upstream segment, we acquired this segment and really began in August 1st of last year. We had revenues of $52 million and operating income of $20 million for the last 4 months of the year. We ended the year at 117 BCFE of proved reserves, of which 91% is PDP, again, as I mentioned earlier, with the acquisition of Stanlin, pro forma, our PDP is about 85% of total proved. Producing wells, about 70, we operate 74 wells with 80 non-ops. The Stanlin acquisition brings us 290 operated properties in the Permian Basin. This is our mineral segment. Our revenues run about $15 million, which almost translates directly to our adjusted EBITDA, because, again, outside of severance tax, we bear no maintenance capex or lease operating expense associated with these assets. We ended the year at about 22.3 BCFE. Here, this is 100% PDP, because unfortunately for us, while we can see proved undeveloped locations and we have a lot of drilling that goes on across our assets, under SEC rules, because we don't control the timing of the development, we're not allowed to book the PUDs. But that's what we call the regeneration effect. We're always seeing drilling across those assets. Quite frankly, our production has grown as well as our reserves over the past 2 years across these assets. Okay, now I'm going to very quickly touch on Stanlin. We're excited about this acquisition. It puts us squarely into the Permian Basin. We will open an office in Midland, Texas. One of the keys of our strategy throughout last year is, as we've made acquisitions, we have brought the technical talent from the companies that we acquire inside of Eagle Rock so that we don't miss a beat. We can maintain the accretion and continue the development plan that the host company has in place for us. We announced this last week, $79 million all-cash transaction. We are acquiring the stock of Stanlin. The company today is based in Midland with offices and a staff there. We'll actually get a field office in Monahans, Texas. The focus is the Permian, and we will continue to focus that entity in the Permian. The Permian is an area that I know very well, spent many years in Midland. We're very focused on growing both our upstream as well as our midstream business inside the Permian Basin. Expected annualized adjusted EBITDA, now this is pro forma for the full year. The transaction has an effective date of January 1. Even though we're buying the stock, we'll close on April 30th. But annualized on a pro forma basis, we're buying about $15.3 million of adjusted EBITDA. The simple math on that is we're acquiring it at about 5.2 times EBITDA multiple, so highly accretive transaction. This has a very low decline. Typical declines out here is about 6% on the proved developed producing. We expect annual maintenance capex of about $1.5 million should keep this production flat. You're going to see here in a minute that we have a large amount of infill organic growth embedded in this asset. We think we could easily move the distributions on this property by increasing the organic growth drilling. Right now we've looked at probably $1.5 to $2 million a year of organic growth across these assets, and we'll be able to grow production for the next several years. As I mentioned earlier, we're acquiring 6.7 million barrels of total proved. Current daily production is about 850 barrels equivalent per day. It's actually 2.7 million cubic feet equivalent, 2.7 million cubic feet of gas and about 400 barrels of oil per day right now. Our reserve acquisition cost, which is taking total proved reserves divided by your purchase price, is $12.21 per BOE. However, when you take into account the future development costs to develop the PUD component, our all-in reserve replacement cost will be $15. And again, that's taking your acquisition cost plus future development. So all-in is a $15 development, acquisition plus development of those reserves. It has a significant organic growth component to it. We've identified 33 proved undeveloped locations. Future finding development costs associated with that to bring those reserves from the PUDs to the PDP component is a very attractive $5.81 per BOE. Plus, we've identified an additional 65 probable and possible locations. Those are taking, currently it's on 80s, we'll take it to 40s, and then we think we can take it down to 20s, and or there's some water flood potential in the San Andres formation. RRP is very attractive at 23 years. Today, Eagle Rock's RRP is about 10. This will take us to about 11.6 on a pro forma basis. This gives you a pictorial of where these assets are located. It's primarily in Ward, Crane, and Pecos counties. It's on the southwest corner of the Central Basin Platform, a very prolific area. Ward Estes is by far the largest asset. This gives you a breakout of the total proved reserves by area. Ward Estes accounts for about 82% of the proven reserves, almost 5.5 million barrels equivalent of the total proved reserve associated with Ward Estes. But you can see how diversified it is. The PDP is 47%, PDMP is another 13%, and another 34% are PUDs. One thing we like about this area is the prolific productive intervals. You have 11 different pay zones here, and we categorize it between the shallow oil zones, which basically is from the surface down to about 4,500 feet. And then below that, you get into the gas zones, and that's the deepest well we drill is about 9,500 feet down to the Pennsylvania zones. This gives you a quick overview. We're showing you this is the structure at the San Andreas level. This would just be for the shallow zones, but you can see there we've highlighted the green, the bright greens are the PDP wells. There's about 11 PUDs just to the shallow and another 30 probable possible locations, which, again, are all very low-risk infill. The statistics here for the shallow is very attractive, $435,000 to drill and complete these wells to prove up about 86,000 barrels equivalent for a finding cost of $5.05. Plus, we have the deeper zones. So, in summary, and my time is almost up, 2007 is characterized as a transformational year for Eagle Rock. We are now a balanced, integrated partnership. As I mentioned earlier, 47% of our revenue streams are coming off our midstream, 46% will be off our upstream, and about 7% off the minerals. We are extremely focused on growing all three lines of our business. We have invested very heavily in our midstream business. We have a number of organic growth projects that we've already announced in our midstream business, both in South Texas, East Texas, as well as the Texas Panhandle. We're excited about the Haynesville play that's just been announced. We have gathering assets in the Caddo and Bossier Parish areas. So we've got a lot of opportunities in the midstream business to continue to grow that business segment. We do remain very focused on delivering growing distributions to our unit holders. We are targeting an 8% distribution growth this year, and I think we will achieve that handsomely. Last but not least, we are focusing on maintaining liquidity. We are looking at expanding our credit facility as well as accessing additional capital to fund our organic as well as our acquisition growth. With that, I want to thank you for your today. Happy to take questions during the breakout session.